Try to think of yourself in terms of energy. Everything in the universe is energy. Your body, the bones, the blood, the gristle, the hair, the skull, all of the things that constitute your body are really a form of energy. They're just resonating at a certain frequency, and they appear to be solid because of the frequency that we look at them. Well, the energy that I'm talking about is not the energy that resonates at the solid form, but another kind of energy that is also with you at all times. And this is like having an energy body, if you will, that is physical, and also an energy body that is spiritual. And the primary energy that you've been using all your life is what we call this outer energy, or this physical energy. This is what we call the life-sustaining energy of the physical body that allows the heart to beat and the lungs to fill up and the blood to circulate and the process of elimination and all of that. That's like an outer energy. There's also an inner energy. One of my great teachers in my life is a man named Swami Muktananda, who died a few years ago. And in one of his books that was published not too many years ago called Mystery of the Mind, he has this quotation. Listen to these words. He's talking about divine energy, which is the energy I'm asking you to consider. And he says, one day this light will explode and you will see it everywhere. You will see the entire universe existing within it. The divine light of consciousness will begin to fill your eyes, and then wherever you look, you will see it. You will see its radiance in people, in trees, in rocks, and in buildings. You will see the same consciousness rising and falling in every wave of thought and feeling that passes through your mind. Wherever your mind goes, you will find your own inner consciousness, the creator of the world. You will see that the entire universe is contained within your own self. You will know that everything, all the infinite modifications of the world, is nothing but your own play. You will realize that it is you who are being reflected everywhere, and that it is your own reflection that passes before you all the time. And I'd like to add to that that you have within yourself this power of transcendence over the ego-dominated life. You can turn around and face inward, directly contacting your spiritual nature. You can then live each of your days, regardless of what you may be doing, with a sense of bliss that comes from being on the path of your sacred quest. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what your form is like. Whether you have decided along the way and all the decisions you've made since you've been here to be a housewife or to be a businessman or to be an accountant or to be a dentist or a cab driver or a pizza delivery man, none of that really matters. I'm not talking about what you do here. I'm really talking about the inner divine energy that you possess. Perhaps you can understand it best through a metaphor. Many, many times I've watched the old stagecoach movies with John Wayne. And every single one of these old westerns that I used to go to when I was a little boy and going to the Roy Rogers Riders Club and paying my 12 cents on a Saturday afternoon to be entertained, there would be a scene in the movie. And this scene I'm sure that you have seen before many, many times if you've ever watched an old western. And it's a scene where there's a whole bunch of horses and they have the reins attached to this coach, and the coach has a driver. And perhaps the driver has been shot or wounded, and the horses are out of control, just running along. The driver is no longer in control of the coach, and the coach is just being dragged helter-skelter through the sagebrush without any driver and without any purpose, it seems like. So here's the metaphor. It comes from the wonderful writings of one of my favorite people, Eknath Eswaran, in his beautiful book, The Dialogue with Death, which is an interpretation of one of the great Indian stories called the Katha Upanishad. The stagecoach is your body. The driver is your intellect. The horses that are out of control are your senses. There are five of them, and you know what they are. They're sight and sound and touch and taste and feeling. These are the horses, the senses, okay? Now, the horses are pulling the stagecoach along, all right? And this is a good metaphor for what happens to most of us in our lives. Our five senses, the things that give us pleasure in our lives, the physical sensations that we experience, the sensation of touch and taste and feel, the sexual things, the drug things, the eating things, all of these kinds of things are our senses. And they're pulling us along and pulling our body wherever we want it to go. Now, the driver, the intellect, has been wounded, is no longer in control, and the reins between the horse and the coach are the emotions that we have. And inside of the coach, in every one of these movies, there's a little lady from Philadelphia with a hat on who is pleading with the intellect and pleading with the horses to please just listen to me. I have a very lovely message to tell you. Don't allow yourself to be pulled in this direction. Please stop. Please listen to me. So the little lady from Philadelphia is your higher self. This is the spiritual part of you. There's a sense in your tongue that is called your taste bud that weighs less than an ounce. And I have seen that taste bud that weighs less than 1 ounce pulling a 280-pound man into a bakery. And the bakery is there, and here he's looking at these cream puffs, and the little lady from Philadelphia is in there saying, don't eat this stuff, you know, eat some raw vegetables and take good care of yourself, and this is going to kill you, and you've just lost control. You have no intellect, and the emotions are just running wild, but your senses are directing your life. And the little lady from Philadelphia is inside there, and she's saying, don't go into that bar, and don't drink that alcohol, and don't use all of those substances that are going to destroy you. And here come the horses, and they're pulling you right into the bar, and you go right up to the bar. And these senses, these horses that are out of control, are running your life. Your body is being pulled in that direction, and the little lady from Philadelphia, which represents your higher self, doesn't get paid any attention. And what do you say? I have an alcohol problem. But you don't have an alcohol problem. Your horses have an alcohol problem. And you have a horse problem. And your horse problem is that you don't have them under control. You are allowing these senses and this external energy to pull you through life and to dictate what it is that you should be doing in almost every aspect of your life. You allow these ego-dominated senses, these temporary amounts of little bit of pleasure, which are just nothing more than counterfeit freedoms that you get for just a split second, and then they're gone, and then you're chasing after it some more. And the horses are pulling this body and pulling your mind through your life, and you never listen to that sweet little beautiful voice inside the coach that is saying, you know, get your life under control. There's something much grander and much greater than this. Let's get a hold of these reins, and let's train these horses to go in the direction that we want them to go, rather than allowing them to pull us uncontrollably